How about stinging insects? Do you have those around here?
Well, yeah, the wasps.
Where do they build their nests?
Where?
Uh-huh.
Well, the mud daubers, they'll build up in an old building or anywhere out of sight, or that is, you know, wherever they get in shelter, they don't dig out in the open. And then your yellow jacket, they'll build about anywhere. They'll build an old pipe or up in an old barn or under an old roof or spool of wire. They're not particular.
Well, I know they're miserable to excite.
Yeah, because them boogers, the last couple of years have been everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like Bill and his Spanish bees.
Yeah, I tell you.
Do you have any hornets around
here? Yeah, there's a hornet, too. They're mostly on the creek.
Well, what color are they?
Well, they're a yellow, too. I really don't know the difference between a hornet and the barn wasp, the yellow one. Really, or something.
Just that it's miserable.
Yeah, I tell you, they work you over.
What kind of trees do you have around here? You mentioned a few walnuts.
Well, we have, you mean just around the place here?
No, just native in this area.
Yeah. Well, you have the locusts and the mulberry and a few petalpas, not too many. Then you have the acorn or oak down on the creek and the black walnut. And then there's the elm, chinyberry, hackberry. That pretty well takes in the cottonwood.
Do you have that tree here that has the little round balls out on the end of the branches in the wintertime?
The chinyberry, you mean?
Well, no, these would be bigger. These might be that big around. Yeah. Has sort of a scaly bark. Smells kind of funny about this season.
Wouldn't be
acorn. The sycamore or the buttonwood?
No, don't believe it.
How about cherries?
Cherry trees?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a few cherries that are around in the orchard, you know. And apricots are your best tree around here for fruit.
Hmm.
Yeah, they'll live over and produce for the rest of them all.
Hmm. I've got one outside my window on the south side of the house there.
Did it freeze this time?
No.
In fact, everything froze here.
Hmm.
That is the apricots.
Well, this may have when I was gone.
And those we saw down there blooming today, I suspect with apple or pear there a little later on, uh-huh. Yeah, then white bloom. I expect your peach is gone too there.
I think it's dead.
Yeah, bloom earlier in this.
We had a sapa plum that bloomed about 2 weeks ago and froze. Then it tried it again.
Oh, it did?
Well, there were a few that hadn't come out before, and they popped off. Do you have troubles with trees around your septic tank here?
Yeah, you take your elm, they're awful bad about rooting down to a cistern or a septic tank.
Mm-hmm.
They've never bothered us, but then they will bother.
Just get in there and crack it up? Or?
Yeah, they force their way in there, and then the roots will stop your flow up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or the root could go under and raise your tile, you know, or something like that.
This has bothered me. Mr. Harper, or Dr. Harper, who lived over there by us, said, don't worry about it, just plant your trees right out there on the septic field. But I was a little reluctant to do that.
They'd do good out there if they didn't get the roots on the inside.
Yeah, all that ready feed,
yeah.
Run it through their filters.
Mm-hmm.